Bulls tomorrow? Give us a thought on maybe why you're doing that, and is that a lot to ask for a young man?
Not insofar it's what he's played the better part of his career. He understands that better. I also think that that's the future of our organization and him. He's going to play center ice sooner rather than later. I haven't liked what we've seen off the line as it was structured. So, you know, he does a lot of good things in the game. Some of the things that are just going to get better out of experience, the speed of the game, all those things, the decisions with the puck, how quick they've got to be made. But he has the guy's in the right spot for the most part all over the ice. He has a real quick read to all that, which is a big part of playing center ice, and a willingness to be under the puck and do the things that we're probably not getting throughout the lineup. So I'd like to see him there. I think that I know that's where he's going. And if he can handle it now, then I've got no problem with a young man at center ice. I've seen it before, and it's been done well. So we'll give him an opportunity.
Blake Wheeler is missing today.
He'll be fine tomorrow, yeah.
Adding Perreault to that line, is that to get his game going?
It's a function of the Lowry position change and trying to find places that we can use his skill set and his assets. He's going to play with a couple of guys with quite a bit of speed and ability to push the puck up the ice, and we're confident that he can make some plays down low. He needs people that can hold on to the puck a little bit and generate some of that offensive zone time, and when he gets there, he can make those plays.
Bigger adjustment for Adam or bigger adjustment for Matthew?
Probably a bigger adjustment for Matthew. At the same time, it is easier to go to the wing than it is to come to the middle of the ice, so less responsibility in your own end of the ice on the wing. A little bit more finding holes on the way up the ice, and with the two men that he'll play with, we think he'll have an opportunity to touch the puck more in the offensive zone. The same thing that he's shown since the start of training camp. He's a real competitive guy. He's been a real boost to our penalty killing, a big piece of that. He and Jimmy have some great chemistry and a good sense of where to be on the ice. So he's been a good pro here.
Any revelations watching the video or reviewing last night's game the morning after?
I wouldn't call them revelations. I mean, we talk about a lack of offense. That's clearly on everybody's mind. And, I think we... it's not so much within the 10-foot area of the net or even our shot selection. We didn't do a particularly good job of supporting the puck from our end out, which just takes away any of that speed that we like to generate through the neutral zone, any rush opportunities you have, and it changes the way your forecheck looks. So puck support, and you see that happen as soon as the team's pressing to score goals. You've got forwards leaving the D, and the D can't make the play to the forwards, and there's some frustration in there, and it looks like you're not handling the puck, and it looked like we weren't handling the puck particularly well, in part just not getting it in the right spot. So puck support, a little more patience with our game coming up the ice, and we feel that that'll be a big part of at least getting us more time and more opportunities to get the puck to the net. He's got to practice as hard as he possibly can and force one of those guys out.
Up to now, you don't feel like he's done that?
He's not in the lineup yesterday, but he'll probably come to the ring tomorrow. His exhibition games didn't lead us to believe he was in the top six.